Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. For Christ also suffered once for sins. What is the biggest problem you have in your life right now? Maybe it is a health issue for you or a family member. Perhaps it is an issue related to finances at home or at work. It could be problems with employees or a strained relationship with a spouse or a sibling. Maybe it is a combination of all the above. Or maybe it is none of the above, but a whole list of other things. Life is full of problems. No matter how many of these listed problems are plaguing you, none of them are actually your biggest problem. The Bible helps us to understand that we have a problem far greater than sickness, finances, and relationships. Our biggest problem is sin. Sin is so easy to notice when someone does it to us, but we somehow have difficulty recognizing it when we sin against God. And sins add up quickly. Our impure thoughts, unloving actions, and unkind words all are sins against God. Each sin might not seem like that big of a problem, but here's the thing. Each sin deserves to be punished with eternal separation from God and His goodness. We don't like to hear that, but deep down, we know it to be true. But the wonderful news of the Bible is that someone already suffered for us. Jesus came into this world as our substitute, and He suffered and died for each and every one of our sins. Our sinful thoughts, words, and actions are paid for. Jesus endured the punishment that should have been ours, and as a result, we are forgiven and saved. We will not be struck down by God for our sin. Rather, through faith in Jesus, we will be welcomed into the mansions of heaven. Jesus has solved our biggest problem, and now, through faith in Him, we can trust Him to help us take care of the other problems we face in this world. Dear Jesus, thank You for suffering in my place so that I am forgiven and saved. Be with me and give me strength as I face the problems of this world, knowing that You have already won heaven for me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.